USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock is projected by numerous news outlets to defeat Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler in one of the two crucial Senate runoffs in Georgia. Loeffler has not conceded. The race between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue is still too close to call, with 99% of the precincts reporting. Kenosha, Wisconsin was prepared for unrest, but none materialized after a prosecutor said Tuesday no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake by police officers in late August.
And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
District Attorney Michael Gravely also said no additional charges will be brought against Mr. Blake. Although Jacob Blake was armed and resisting arrest, Jacob's uncle Justin called the decision a slap in the face, and where's the justice? This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it, and more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Congress meets today for the final Electoral College count and announcing the official winner of the 2020 presidential election. A large number of people have converged on Washington, D.C. to observe the count and all the politics that will surely ensue inside the chamber. More than 17 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been shipped. That's enough to inoculate about 5% of the population against the deadly virus, but less than 30% of those shots have been used so far, leaving millions of doses in storage. Nancy Meissonier, who heads the CDC's Immunization Center, said Tuesday she isn't surprised by the early numbers, pointing to the newness of a mass vaccination program and the holiday season. A DoorDash driver who refused to give a Long Island, New York customer his food after she felt stiffed by the $8 tip. The driver claimed it was a 40-minute drive. The hungry guy claimed it was only a 20-minute drive. When pressed on why she accepted the job, the woman explained that the app does not reveal the total distance to couriers. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An illegal immigrant that is accused of killing four people in a 2019 Northern Nevada crime spree has an update. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
A 21-year-old Salvadoran believed to be an illegal immigrant who faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted of killing four Northern Nevadans during a two-week crime rampage in January of 2019 is now scheduled to go on trial in September. However, Wilbert Ernesto Martinez Guzman's latest appeal is still pending before the Nevada State Supreme Court, and the district judge in Reno says everything could change if they file a formal motion seeking to prove he lacks the intellectual capability to be executed legally in Nevada. Washoe County Judge Connie Steinheimer said Monday she has the scheduled trial to begin September 20th and last up to 8 weeks. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Three close family members of Sharon and Gerald David were invited to Washington, D.C. to attend the 2019 State of the Union address. 25 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2021 has been revealed. Of the finalists, former defensive back Charles Woodson is on the short list.
For the guys that are at this point, man, you really had to, you know, make an impact on the game, and I'm proud of that, you know, so I'm excited, you know, to be in this moment, and, you know, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Woodson played for the Packers and Raiders in his pro career. Between 4 and 8 new members will be selected. The class of 2021 in the National Football League will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.